This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And speaking of the Commanders, they have signed two players. I want to talk about those players now with Ben Standing of The Athletic, who's been monitoring everything Washington's doing all day long. Ben, thank you so much. We'll send people to check you out at The Athletic. Let's start with the first of the two moves today. Adam Peters, Lance Newmark and company get a starting defensive end in Cowboys edge Dorrance Armstrong. Tell us about him.
Yeah, and appreciate the update because you just told me that Gibson's gone. Not that surprising, but I hadn't seen that. So, you know, I think we're all expecting, or we should logically be expecting, that Dan Quinn's going to bring over a bunch of his guys from Dallas. You know, as much as we sort of mocked the previous situation where the Commanders became like a real deal, you know, just overwhelmingly so, it's logical to bring in guys that you're familiar with to help set the tone, you know, not to mention help the team. And in this case, Washington's defense needs a bunch of guys, and Dallas has several free agents that were effective for them last year, including Armstrong. He's never been like a full-time starter, but he's got seven and a half sacks last year, 8.5 the year before. No doubt it helps to have Michael Parsons, but he's a primary focus for the other team's offense. But Armstrong has proved to be a valuable rotation piece, if nothing else. I would imagine he's going to be penciled in to start at this point, you know, depending on what else happens. And, you know, the key for this defense is going to be, in terms of this year, you know, they got to have enough help around John Allen and Daron Payne to maximize them, and then in turn help the back seven. So, you know, Armstrong isn't the flashiest of signings, but it's one that's effective, and, you know, obviously he's going to know the defense without having to think too hard.
Yeah, immediately starts at a position where they're pretty desperate. Something you've been all over, and I want to give you credit for, you know, dating back to really last camp. I mean, they had almost exclusively expiring contracts at defensive end. So under contract before they signed Armstrong was only fifth-rounder K.J. Henry out of Clemson and then the seventh-round pick Andre Jones Jr. Would you be surprised if they signed another starting edge, or do you think, you know, they draft that guy and let someone compete with those two young guys?
So this is the rub, right? As much as, you know, we say – which is true that they have, you know, 9 draft picks and all this stuff. The second pick, I think we believe that's spoken for, right? So then you get to day 2, and even with picks at 36 and 40, let's just say one of them is an offensive lineman. Does another one automatically become an edge rusher? I mean, you could force it, but this is not considered to be a particularly deep draft at that position. So what happens if their best player on their board is a linebacker or a cornerback or something like that? You know, then after the second round, it gets really thin at defensive end. So I think seeing them sign more depth pieces at a minimum is key. Now, maybe that's even, you know, bringing back guys like James Smith Williams and Casey Tuhill. I think Dante Fowler, another Dallas guy that he's been with Quinn at the University of Florida, Atlanta, and Dallas. Having him come in and sort of be that last year Ryan Kerrigan veteran could make a lot of sense. Clearly, they need another starter on that other side, but, you know, I would think they would add some guys just in case the draft doesn't go their way in that regard.
Other side of the ball, Ben Standing of The Athletic with us on Grant and Danny. Tyler Biadasz signed 3 years, $30 million. He'll be the starting center. Made a Pro Bowl 2 seasons ago with Dallas. Has been their center for the last 4 years. They drafted him out of Wisconsin. I guess first, are you surprised center was such a priority? And then what do you make of the fit with another former Cowboy in Biadasz?
No, I think center was very, very high on the list of things. I mean, the way I was looking at it was they spend on interior offensive linemen in free agency and then look to get a tackle in the draft based on the way the board is falling. I'm not saying they won't sign any veteran tackles. I'm just saying, looking at the depth of the draft, I think they just should be able to get a left tackle or an offensive tackle at 36 or 40. But you couldn't draft a center. I mean, one, they already have Ricky Stromberg, as we know, so they already in theory have that. But two, you don't want a young center with the young quarterback, even if that's Sam Howe, arguably, right? You've got to have that player who can help, call the lines, help point things out to the quarterback. And as we know, they have been an absolute disaster at center with injuries the last few years. Biadasz is very durable. The last 3 years, 49 games, 47 starts. And I didn't look this up, but I'm guessing perhaps one or two of those missed starts maybe were because of Dallas, clinched a playoff berth late in the year. But whatever it was, 47 out of 49 games and you start them, that would be, that seems unfathomable considering the amount of centers this team has gone through the last, few years.
Should I be drawing conclusions that they sign their first two players on the lines, kind of building from the lines out, is something that's going to resonate with this fan base? Or do you think those are just the guys because of the familiarity maybe that they were able to get deals with first?
Well, I mean, I think it could be a combination of things. One, they're both Dallas guys, right? So you have to imagine, the familiarity with both sides makes that type of deal a lot easier to get done. But look, you don't have to sell me on building up the lines. This is what good teams do. This is what allows you to have some issues elsewhere that you can overcome because you're able to have a line that can block, protect, or on the other side, stop the run, get after the passer. Obviously, their defensive line prior to the trades of Chase Young and Montez Sweat, were strength of the team, and the interior tackles remain one. But they had no obvious pass rushing after the trades, and then the other guys in free agency. And on the offensive line, other than Sam Cosmi, I don't think anybody's saying they're set at any position definitively. Maybe Andrew Wiley is fine. You can't realistically have, five Pro Bowlers, on the line, and Andrew Wiley was okay. But they left tackle, left guard, center needed to be done, and I think center above all needed to be done in free agency so you would have a veteran to go with like that kid, like I said.
Yeah, you can make the case that they're also additions at maybe their two biggest positions of need when the day began. Ben Standing of The Athletic is with us. So if I was to tell you that they signed one more guy this afternoon of this ilk, right? I think Biadasz was 85th and Armstrong was 55th in the PFT top 100. But they had another immediate starter for this kind of money today. What position would you speculate that might address? And if you want to throw some names at me, I'll give you bonus points.
I'll take all the bonus points I can get. So I tweeted before all this started, a couple of the bigger names if they were to splash, but then also some other names I was watching. One was Armstrong, one was Biadasz. So I'll stay on that list. I think Jordan Lewis, who was the Cowboys nickelback for the past few years, he came back from a pretty significant foot injury in 2022 to have a pretty solid all-around year for Dallas. I think he's another guy that Dan Quinn really likes. And as we know, I think it's likely Kendall Fuller is gone. And I say likely being kind. I mean, I think it's pretty apparent he's gonna be gone. He'll get a lot of money in free agency. If you bring in a guy like Lewis, now you could potentially move Benjamin St. Juice back outside, or maybe his 6'3" frame is a little better served. So I think that's one guy I would watch. And as a bit of a flyer, I'll throw out Noah Brown, wide receiver with the Texans. Fantasy football players, I'm sure, remember he had some big weeks last year with C.J. Stroud. He also played with Dallas prior to joining Houston. So, hate to go down the well of just because Dan Quinn or, Adam Peters or Cliff Kingsbury had someone, that means we should keep an eye on them. But I do think he makes sense. He's also 6'2", and they need some height at receiver.
Grant and Danny, Ben Standing of The Athletic on The Fan. All right, before I let you go, I know you're busy. I don't want to keep you longer than we need to today. Painting with a broad brush, you're super plugged in all over the league. Some of the other notables in the division, Saquon Barkley from the Giants to the Eagles. We've seen already today Kirk Cousins sign with the Atlanta Falcons for $180 million. Christian Wilkins leaving Miami to go to the Raiders, $110 million deal for him. The Eagles in the NFC East got the guy that I wanted Washington to get, Bryce Huff, at $17 million per year as an edge rusher. Anything jumping out at you, whether it's kind of just about the positional market or some of the moves that have been made?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's been quite a ride, and I wish I had more time to watch it in between trying to chase stuff down and write. Obviously, the Cousins thing is fascinating for us here in town for all the obvious reasons. Also, you know, look, I think this is a huge move in the NFC. Drops Minnesota likely out of any kind of contender status, makes Atlanta, I would assume, the favorite now in the NFC South. And also, you know, we're going to have a better feel for how this quarterback market looks now. You know, Baker Mayfield gone, Kirk Cousins gone. And I'm not saying that in terms of, you know, that all of a sudden that Washington was going to get a veteran. But at least now we're going to have a better feel for what it means. Like, can they trade out of two, even if it's only one spot or two, or maybe it's further down? Will teams like Minnesota get desperate for a quarterback because they just lost Cousins and want to trade a ton to move up? So it may not affect Washington in terms of their overall plans, but, you know, I do think you need to be do your due diligence on what else is happening. And, you know, Kirk Cousins is the biggest domino, and to a degree it will affect what's going to happen in the draft, whether it's Washington or not.
Changes the quarterback game for sure. Minnesota, right now their starting quarterback's Nick Mullins, so they probably now have to come up into the top five if they want to get a QB, because there's not a whole lot left. They may have to almost end up with Justin Fields. It's amazing how minimal his market is. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was gonna say there's no way the Bears are trading Justin Fields in the division, right? So
why?
So that's
he
not.
Stinks.
So that's not gonna work. So yeah, they're all of a sudden they are, looking tough. Russell Wilson's gone. So yeah.
Why wouldn't they trade him in the division? I would trade him in the division and then try to play him 11 times.
Well, I mean, it depends, right? When Andy Reid traded Donovan McNabb here, I think that was the view of they see Donovan McNabb as a defending asset. Clearly, in this case, whatever anybody thinks Justin Fields is, there's still promise that he could be the guy, right? There was improvement last year. I'm not necessarily the biggest Fields guy, but you don't want to be wrong about that in general and then be wrong against a team you're going to face twice a year.
So. Yeah, I'll be fascinated to see where he ends up, because the market has just not materialized and some of the seats are vanishing in this game of musical chairs. Ben, we'll let you go. I know you're working the phones. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, man. See you.
Yeah, Ben Standing of The Athletic on Grant and Danny here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.